That brings us to the roll call.
Commissioner Hale.
Here.
Commissioner Mahan?
Here.
Commissioner Munoz?
Here.
Commissioner Solu?
Here.
Vice Chairperson House?
Here.
And we have absent this evening Commissioner Winter and Commissioner Hensley.
Okay, then we'd like to open it up for public comment. Seeing none, we'll close public comment. That brings us to approval of minutes of the December 7th, 2006 meeting. Does anybody have any changes?
There's no changes. I'd move to accept the minutes for file.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. That brings us to announcements.
I have none.
I have one. Does anybody else have one? The mayor sent out a email mentioning the priority setting meetings for the budget. There will be a meeting on January 22nd, and there will be a special meeting. And that, at that meeting, the department heads are working on their list of priorities for the 2007 year. And then on January 29th, the city council will have a special meeting about the budget, and they welcome everyone's input. And I hope everybody shows up and lets them know what they want them to do with this money that's coming in from this half-cent sales tax increase. Okay, moving on, new business, A1, review of the work program.
Thank you. Good evening, commissioners, and Happy New Year. It's good to see you. The work program is probably a document that some of our commissioners have never seen. Basically, it's a comprehensive list. The document's a comprehensive list of the programs, equipment, and services that the department either currently offers, has offered in the past, or would like to offer in the future, or identified through public comment or staff or the commission as being important. So it's kind of just a running tally of what we do, what we'd like to do, what we hope to do. The work program also indicates, where possible, the cost recovery for existing programs, as well as the anticipated cost recovery for new programs. We try to update this on a yearly or every two-year basis, and it's been a couple of years. I think 2004 was the last time we updated, so it's been a couple of years. And the importance of keeping updated is that it then more closely been completed. And what we've done is we've underlined, which is new, or we've struck out things that we've taken out. One of the things that we try to do with this document, specifically the work program, is never really take anything out, just show it as deleted, because it gives you an idea. I think it's important because we have made some progress, we have gotten some things done, and it shows you what we've done. So I think it's important to leave everything in and just update it from time to time. We were asked a couple of years ago, I think it started, well, it probably started in about 2000, to prioritize some of the things that we've included in the work program. So if you'll recall, we talked about the work program as something that, a list of what we're doing, but also things that people would like us to do, and that's reflected from public comments and such. So what we tried to do is, starting back in 2000, take out all the things that were in the work program that we weren't currently doing and put them in some sort of prioritized list of importance. And we've updated that. We updated it in 2000, 2002, 2003, 2004, and now we're coming back in, 2007, and looking at what the commission really feels are prioritized, are priorities and not priorities. And we've broke them down into high priority, mid priority, and low priority. And again, I think it's important to note that depending on the funding, if you got funding that was specific to a mid priority or a low priority project, you might bring that forward over a high priority project if the funding was specific. So I wanted to make that clear. What we're looking forward for tonight is just an overall review of what we have. Any big changes that you see or questions, really are probably more of a question and answer session tonight. What I'd like to do after you initially review this document tonight is take it back to staff. They haven't looked at it in a couple years. I know that Joe Woods, our facility superintendent, has some projects that need to be completed in terms of facility repairs that he wants to add on. And then I'd like to bring it back to you probably in February or March, probably March, for kind of a final review. And it interestingly, it ties in, tonight it ties in, and it'll put us a little bit on the spot, but it ties it into the memo that we got from the mayor, which actually came after our agenda was posted, but Vice Chairperson House alluded to the fact that the council is going to be talking about priorities and goals for 2007 at the special meeting on January 29th from our department, and the first was that we continue to have the funding that we currently have. That's just a general priority. Our second priority was certainly to add back the programs that we've eliminated in both 2003, 2004, and 2004-2005. Because we experienced budget cuts in both those years. And then the third recommendation, or I guess priority from the department, was if there were funds and if there were things that the council wanted to do, to take a look at our work program document for direction on those types of programs and priorities. So I guess in a nutshell tonight, we'd like you to take a look at this, ask questions, take a look at our prioritized work program. I'm sure there's some things on here that you're going to look at and not know where they came from or where the genesis was, and we're happy to answer all those questions. So really kind of just fact-finding tonight, and we'll bring it back to you for a yes, this is the work program that we're going to keep for the next year type thing in March. And then also, I guess, it would be nice to forward some sort of comment or recommendation from this commission to the council for their budget process, for their not really budget process, but priority setting process on the 29th. So you've got a couple things to do tonight with this. Is that clear?
Any questions? Ask.
Of course. So when you're saying to prioritize, you mean small, from the smallest project to the biggest project in whatever priority we want. For example, capital expenditure, the tennis courts, versus adding back adult belly dancing or something like that.
That's kind of interesting. When we put together our prioritized, the one sheet of paper, the prioritized piece of paper, it was a time when it was 2003, 2004, things were a little bit rosier, and we actually looked at, you know, a prioritized list of projects that we might move forward on. So I think at this point, your priorities are probably not, well, I think we should do the maintenance overlay at Kaiser before we do the off-leash dog park. Your priorities might be even more simple than that, to go to the document of all the programs that we've cut. So we certainly want to look at these are more capital projects, I guess, in nature, the one sheet of all the projects. These are capital projects. We certainly might want to look at those, and I don't think it's important to keep that accurate and deleted or reduced as a result of budget cuts. It was eye-opening when I went through it and looked at the number.
Does anybody else have any questions?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Johnny.
For example, on high priorities like number one, the indoor-outdoor cost study for the pool. Now, I see that that's funded. Can that funding be moved somewhere to another project and, let's say, move that priority from one down?
That would certainly be a council decision if they wanted to move that funding. And some of these projects, especially on the one-sheet prioritized work program list, are really old, and when you get to the other side of it, you see some of the renovation of the fire department projects that were and I should probably give a little history. And prior to 2004, the Recreation and Parks Department was in charge of capital projects that were in their purview. So capital improvement projects on facilities and parks were under the Recreation and Parks Department. Probably in mid-2004, the City Council made the determination to take all the capital projects and send them over to the Public Services Department under the Capital Projects Manager. So we're no longer doing our own capital projects. They're under one person, which makes a certain amount of sense. So some of these things that we have on here, we really don't even have any input on anymore, and I tried to indicate that where it made sense.
Okay, because I was thinking a lot more like if we were to bring some stuff back, we could maybe try funding like the teen trips or you know, the kids' night out thing, parents' night out thing, or STAR program, that sort of stuff, instead of using it for that.
The difficulty we have when we take money from capital projects, like one-time capital projects, is that it is one-time money. So even if you had an immediate infusion of, let's say, $15,000, it's going to run out, and is it worth it to start that back up when you know it's probably going to stop again? So something to consider when you're thinking about that.
Commissioner Hale?
Has the department gone through and prioritized what you all thought would be the highest priority of what has been cut over the years? So have you gone through and done your own assessment and said, you know, gee, the STAR
finances, those sorts of things? It seems like in terms of comments that we get from the general public, those are the types of things that we get the most comments on. You know, what happened to the teen dances, what happened to the STAR dances, what happened to the parents' night out, or the kickbacks. Those are all things, and it may just be that group is more vocal. You know, they're the group that you know, doesn't have anything to do, and those were very popular. But we will go back and do that as a department after we take an initial look. Again, it's been a couple of years since we've even looked at it.
Because I think you obviously bring a lot of experience, you know, a lot of experience and history with it that I would love to see their recommendations and help us shape it based on what you've learned.
Yeah, I also think that it would help to know what was the most attended, what was the most attended, you know, offering that was cut, and also what's the most requested for offering that was cut. Because those two things don't necessarily need to be the same, you know. So,
anyone else? I have a question. Why is number 15 on the list with the capital projects, with all these capital projects?
Oh, the all-comers track meet?
Right.
I don't know why we put that on there. It was something that's been, it's almost, it makes me laugh a little bit. It goes right up to the number 9, install 2 picnic pads and tables. I mean, that's not really a capital project. I think at one point maybe we took all the things that we hadn't done and that weren't funded and put it on the list. So we certainly maybe put that under, you know, programs that aren't funded or something like that, maybe add another category.
And so another thing is we did get one thing completed, the skate park renovation. It's still on there, number 2. So, and I guess it shouldn't be on the list, but I think your main priorities that you set, your general priorities, are perfect. We have to maintain what we have and try to get back the employees that we lost, and with any luck, do it. So what do you think the chances are?
Not real good in the next year, I would say.
I think
you know, our point at the, our push at this point is to hold on to what we've got and continue to look at it. And we are seeing, you know, if we only talk about revenues expenditures, things are looking rosy. When we're looking at maintenance and long-term maintenance, preventative maintenance, things are not looking rosy. And we can see that. Probably the general public doesn't see it in our park maintenance and our facility maintenance, but we can see it, and we are losing ground in that respect. And thank you for bringing that up, Commissioner House. It's important. Certainly losing ground. We just can't keep up. And we're hoping that, you know, the tide will change on that a little bit. But at this point, no preventative maintenance is happening, and no long-term maintenance, with the exception of the community center, which we renovate on a yearly basis. So we're able to do that, but pretty limited at this point.
So down the road, it's going to cost us a lot more money than it would if we took care of it now.
You're correct.
Okay, thank you. Is there anything else you want to report? So you'll bring it back in March?
We'll bring it back in March with staff input.
I just have one more question. Andrea, some of these things on here, though, aren't necessarily going to be, or from what I understand, we're trying to get creative funding for them, grants, like the Roberta Z
Harris is, I think that's what it's
called. Yeah, Roberta Ziberg Harris, very good.
Yeah, for the tennis courts. So that isn't necessarily going to be funded directly out of our department, or is that a grant where it is funded by us and then we are, in turn, once we are complete with the project, get reimbursed?
Most of the grants that we deal with are reimbursement grants, but but that's not really a problem. I mean, that's, there's not a problem with that. That's how grants typically work, and the city can handle that in their finances, the reimbursement. Very rarely do you have a grant where they'll give you the money up front. With the Roberta Ziberg and the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which we don't have but we'd like to sometime, they're matching grants as well. So we have to have, with the tennis courts, we had that original 150 that was grant was funded by general fund, so we were able to apply for the Roberta Ziberg. But without that general fund, if you wanted to pick something on here that wasn't funded at all, you're going to have a difficult time getting a 100% grant for anything. They're just not out there. So we've got to have some sort of match, which is going to prove difficult in the upcoming years because there's just no money to match unless you're looking at in-kind. And generally, you've got a 50% match or a two-thirds match, which is tough with in-kind.
I have one more comment. When we get this back and you have the cost estimates for these things, the updated cost estimates?
Are you interested in providing some sort of message, recommendation, comments to the council, council for their January 29th meeting about budgeting or where we're going?
Well, let me see. Are you talking about the three items that you mentioned earlier?
That's what the department's recommendation was, and I know that the mayor, when she sent out this memorandum, is curious about your input, the commission's input for the discussion. So you can, if you agree with those, you can go that route. If you don't, you can send something else. I think it might be important to send some sort of message about priorities for 2007, though.
Does anybody have any comments? I'll make the motion if somebody else wants to, that's fine.
Well, I definitely think that, the department's running pretty bare bones. They need to continue to fund us at a level where we can function and tread water. I'm not sure if we're keeping our head above water when we talk about maintenance. I think we're just treading water. And so I think that, I would like to send a message that we need to make sure that we continue to keep the money where it is. If we do anything with money or funding for this department, maybe replace a little of it so that we can start doing preventative maintenance. So in the long run, we're not asking them for big hunks of money to replace, $20,000 for a parking lot, for example, or $20,000 for a roof or something like that, where, if it needs to be retarded now and it's $5,000, I think that, with the programs and staff that's been cut, we're just skating along on thin ice.
That's pretty much the way the rest of the city's going, too.
Right.
Well, how about, do you want to make a motion, or I can make a motion?
Sure. I'll make a motion that... for the January 29th City Council meeting, that we give them our three priorities to look at. And one of them is that they continue with our current funding levels, and if they're going to do anything for us.
Second it, first of all.
I'll second.
Okay, I have a question. Which would your priority be? Would it be to do preventative maintenance or add programs? Second. Well, since you made the motion,
I would say that we probably need to do the maintenance first and then add back programs because that's going to cost us more money.
So your motion would be to continue the funding we have.
Right.
If there's any extra money, do preventative maintenance, add money for preventative maintenance, and then to add programs that we've lost.
Correct.
Correct.
Is that a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. Thank you, Andrea. Moving on to the final review, item B1, final review of the draft rental policy for the teen center.
We brought this forward to you at our last meeting and talked about the possibility of renting the teen center for functions limited to 7th through 12th graders. The commission felt that was a worthwhile endeavor and asked us to bring back the item with a little bit more information on rental costs. If you look on the back page of the staff report, what we've done is changed a couple of different things. We talked about participation, and we've added some number of participants and costs. We originally started with 20 participants at a cost of $300 with one teen center staff person and one chaperone. We've added over the age of 21 versus over the age of 18 at the commission's request. We've gone, we've added additional participant numbers and costs from 20 to 29. We would require two teen center staff people and two chaperones over the age of 21 at a cost of $400, and that's for a 3-hour period. And then we did, I talked to Heather Salyer Frith, who's in charge of oversees this program, and she felt that the maximum number of 7th through 12th graders at one event that would probably work is up to 39. And what we would like at that, if an event got that big, was two teen center staff people and three chaperones over the age of 21 for $450. I don't think we've made other changes.
So, Andrea, do we need to actually add the language that they cannot be a there can be a maximum number of participants of 39? It's not specifically stated in the.
We should. I've added it in pen on mine, but I was going to say over 30, maximum 39 or 40.
Okay, just
definitely add that.
It's
thank
in
you.
Writing, yeah.
I have one quick question. Item 10. It's item 9. All participants must stay inside the building, surrounding grounds, not prior. That back side of the building, is there anything that they do out there right now? I know there's plans for that in the future, but is there anything that goes on out there right now?
I believe there's a basketball hoop on the cement slab, and so they may go out and play basketball. Our major concern is, and I can check that with Heather, our major concern is beyond the basketball hoop. Mm-hmm. Where there's the old boats and things mm-hmm. that just are not they're not safe for people to be out there, especially if there was something after dark. So that's, I think, where we're limiting it. The other thing is if we've got part of the kids inside and part of the kids outside, there's a supervision issue as well. So that's why we'd like to keep them all inside or keep them all outside in the back, but limited to that cement slab. So that's why we put inside.
Okay. But in the future, that can always be once that – in the future, once that area is looked at, then, you know, maybe that can be
absolutely
looked at again.
Any other questions?
Sorry, one last one. Do we need to specify the hours during which rental is available? There's no hours.
Thank you. It's a good. The only thing we've specified is during non-operating hours. We were thinking generally the teen center is not open on Friday nights, and I think we've got limited hours on Sunday. So we were thinking kind of targeting towards those. I think we're, for the most part, and we've got teen center hours listed in one of our staff reports. Let's see, right now we're Tuesday, Thursday, 3 to 7, and Saturday, 1 to 10. So I think when Heather was thinking about it, she thought, and the reason we don't open Friday nights is because generally there's events going on at the high school and the middle school, sports in particular. So we tried to stay away from that. So possibly the rentals could happen on Friday nights or possibly Sundays was our thought.
My question, what I was leading up to, was do we want to state no later than 10 p.m. or just sort of contain how late or when they can actually be there, even if it is during those non-operating hours?
Be zeroed out at the end of the year and it's used only for the teens? With that, I'd accept a motion along those lines. Or anything else you might have in mind. Yes, Johnny?
If there's no further additions, I would
I did have one comment, which is there any downside to putting in the available days and hours? Because I think, you know, the team or your staff is running pretty bare bones as it is, and it's just one less question somebody has to answer when someone picks up your teen rental guidelines and says, oh, okay, it looks like I can do it Tuesday nights, Wednesday nights, and I can do it between 6 p.m. and 10. Or is that, do those dates and times fluctuate, you know, enough that it wouldn't make sense to put that in here?
They fluctuate a little bit. I'm trying to think of maybe we could put typically rentals can occur or may occur, and that the days and time, but the days and times are negotiable, so it gives them maybe a framework. You know, typically rentals can occur on Sundays and, you know, Friday evenings, but other times may be available. That might make sense, so they've got some parameters if they're looking at it. That would be no problem. And just with the understanding that they, you know, they're subject to change.
So, Johnny, do you want to make that change?
Well, actually, and Barbara just brought up a good point. On the skate park rental policy, we put also dependent on staff availability.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not, you know, if somebody says, I want to have a party on Saturday night and there's, or excuse me, Friday night, and there's nobody available. So we could certainly add that in. Something like typically rentals can take place Friday evenings because people are in school. Sundays or maybe other open other non-scheduled hours.
Those change during the summer though, right? And
yeah, a little bit, but we're never open on Fridays.
Okay.
Yeah, we're never open on Fridays. And just maybe availability. Staff availability or let's see, use dependent on staff availability or rental dependent on staff mm-hmm. availability, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And for the rental space?
Yeah.
Is it two new items?
Okay, and the addition of item 13.
Is there a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. And that brings us to Recreation and Parks Department status report.
Our status report this evening is a little bit light. It's a little bit of a, I won't say it's a quiet time, but we're wrapping things up and not starting some other things. I'll skip right down. Our usual, we like to keep the teen center hours and the skate park hours in front of you. I will let you know that we're going to be bringing a staff report forward to you about the skate park and about our participation and our some of our concerns with that and some ideas about maybe using passes instead of one-time visits, and that'll be forwarded. I think we're bringing that in February. I think it's something that the commissioners have talked about before, so we'll be bringing that to you. other than that, we have the most recent printout from the Cloisters Assessment District, and I don't have any huge concerns on that at this point. Jumping down, the Morbid Community Foundation has tried something different with our mailing. We sent out a general mailing to about 600 people this year about the foundation, and it was really a request for funding, and we've done fairly well in that. I don't have the numbers. I will have them at our next meeting. We did receive a substantial donation from Central Coast Funds for Children, $3,000 for scholarships, and we are encouraging people, and we're going to be having a separate web page on the foundation, as well as putting that information on all our, it's currently on all our signups to make sure that people take advantage. I think our scholarship disbursement this year is up over last year, so we are giving out more scholarships, which is good news, because we certainly have the funding. Those scholarships do cover up to 75% of a program's cost, so they're pretty, pretty sizable. We are starting our youth basketball program. I'm happy to announce that I think we only have one team left without a coach. When we met at this time last month, we had 14 teams without coaches. And so we've had some just some phenomenal community support coming through. We have neighbors that are coaching and some young gentlemen from the high school that are coaching under the auspices of an adult. So that's great to see. The teams start playing games this Saturday, actually this Friday night and Saturday, so we're very pleased with that. And I'm confident that we'll get that last team taken care of. We've got a number of parents kind of subbing in and out with that. So that's going well. And that's a part-time position to take care of our adult sports. Registration is closed on our adult basketball and our adult co-ed soccer program. Those both start next week, pending any rain for adult soccer. Registration for adult basketball is on par with last year. Adult soccer, I think, is slightly decreased. And we're continuing to work on our website design. And we did have some pretty substantial renovation over the last 2 weeks of December. We always do renovation on the community center. Our facility staff does a fantastic job keeping that building looking great. We're going on 17 years of operation, so I think for that age building, it looks great. We did do a complete carpet replacement upstairs during the Christmas break, so it looks very nice. But as a result of that, you'll see later on in our agenda that we don't have our participation numbers for you because everybody was moved out and moved out and moved back in to a certain point at this time. So we let staff easy on their participation numbers, but we'll bring those back to you at our next meeting. And that's kind of an update of what's happening. I'm happy to answer questions if you have them.
Any questions? Does someone want to make a motion to accept this for file?
I move that we accept the staff report for the status report.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. That brings us to citizens' reports and correspondence.
We do have one. As you know, the Morro Bay Citizens Bike Committee keeps us apprised of what they've been doing, and that report is in your packet as item C1. Accept that report for file.
May I have a motion to accept item C1 for file?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. That brings us to reports. I believe that's you, Andrea.
And you will see our November reports in February, so I'm going back to the senior representative report, and I think that's Leva, who's not here, which leaves it back to the commissioners for their reports.
Does anyone have any reports? Well, I went up to the polar bear dip on New Year's Day. That was pretty amazing. I didn't go in, of course, but, you know, one of these days. But I did cheer them on.
Give you your money for the renovation, but they also did tack on the $20,000 for the parking lot upgrade. So I just wanted to let you know where we were on that. So it is going to go through, and I'm not sure where Andrea and her staff is at on the ordering, but we are going to do it, and it looks like we're going to get a parking lot too.
If I can speak to that, my apologies for not putting that on the status report. It just fell off the radar. We have submitted our request to State Parks for use of that money. That happened right after the council meeting. And as soon as we hear back from them, which basically they're going to say yes, then we'll get back in touch with Miracle and move ahead. And my apologies, that is certainly a staff report item that I completely forgot about. And the council discussion and the presentation by Commissioner Solo was excellent. And there was a lot of people in the audience, and we're happy to move ahead. That'll be a great project. So we'll do a grand ribbon cutting with the kids sometime, I would anticipate, in the spring.
Oh, wow.
Now, I have a question. Do we have to wait until after we get the extra grant money for the parking lot before we can order the playground equipment?
No, it's all in one pot. It's all in one pod, so we're just waiting to hear from the state on, you know, go ahead and spend it on this project. And, again, there won't be any problem with that. And, actually, ordering time is pretty quick. I think we're about 3-4 weeks.
Okay.
So
good.
I have one last thing I bring up during announcements. I just wanted to let everyone know that there's a public hearing taking place on Monday, January the 8th at 7 p.m. At the Morro Bay Veterans Hall on Surf Street to discuss the water quality crisis, which took place a while back. I think it was in November. So if you have any questions about what happened, why it happened, and want more information, please attend the public hearing January 8th at 7 p.m. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Declaration of future agenda items. Does anybody have anything? I have a question on something I brought up at the last meeting. Exactly, and I have some information on that. If you don't have it on the age breakdown, and
that'd be great.
Okay,
that's on our future agenda item list, but we're not there yet.
Well, we have to prioritize. Okay, with that, I'll take somebody would like to make a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion that we adjourn.
I second the